It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are going to talk this weekend about a local initiative from the group 2Care, the Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and the Environment. It's a new community wildfire protection fund. We're joined on the panel this morning by the 2Care Board President, Randy Hanvelt, Sonora Area Foundation CEO, Daryl Slocum, 2Care Board of Director and Tuolumne County Fire Safe Council President, Glenn Gottschall, and 2Care Board of Director and local business owner, Jeff Sargo. So it's great to have all of you with us here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'll start first with Randy Hanvelt as the board president for the directors of 2Care. You know, can you explain a little bit and just kind of set the table about what exactly 2Care is?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having us here this morning on this very important subject. 2Care has been around since 1988. 2Care is the Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and Environment. And basically, we advocate for the good stewardship, the prudent stewardship of our natural resources. And we talk mining, we talk forestry, we talk water, we talk agricultural grazing, for instance. And we are dedicated to education is a big part of our program. We educate both adults and our youngsters, our children in schools, about all these things. We give them tours and things so that they understand what these resources are and that our county is rich in these things and we need to take care of them and manage them.
So the Community Wildfire Protection Fund, it's a new thing. Can you tell us about what it is and how it all came about?
Well, you know, everything has an evolutionary history, but for me personally, wildfire hit me probably back at the 87 complex fire, and I realized the immensity of it. I didn't live in the county at the time. I was happened to be in Bear Valley when that was happening, and I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, you and I know that we lived through a little incident, which is almost 9 years ago now, called Rimfire, and that really brought it home. The magnitude of that fire and how dangerous it was for our community. We had people on evacuation, mandatory and evacuation advisories, and it came close to home. But when it really hit home was the campfire up in Butte County. And that was just devastating. It was huge, bigger than Rimfire, I think, but it wiped out the town of Paradise. And when I say it wiped it out, I mean it wiped it out. Off the map. I mean, the hospital was gone, the schools were gone, the businesses were gone, homes were gone, and in a magnitude that we can't even understand. And I know the supervisor lived there, and he said, we were running for our lives. We thought we were going to die. And there was nothing left there. And I realized certainly then, and I realized it before, but it came home, that could happen right here. Right here in our own backyard. Our whole county is set up to have that same thing happening. The conditions there were awful. I mean, they had the fuels. We have the fuels. They had the terrain, but they had weather. They had heavy, heavy winds that drove that fire. And if you talk to the firefighters and the people, they swiftly were on a rescue mission, and they weren't even worried about the fire because they couldn't deal with it. It was that bad that quick. And that could happen here. And so I got interested in doing things even before that, but I felt personally that the state was doing the wrong things. They're managing these little projects here and there, 1,000 acres here, 1,000 acres there. There's no cohesive plan to make it happen. And I personally challenged a lot of people, and I give Glenn Gottschall a lot of credit because I think he put the concept together that we're pushing as the initial project on this community wildfire protection plan together to build something that could make a real difference. And so I think we'll let him talk more about that. But this is a big deal. It's the concept is to protect our community, our populated areas, from the massive wildfire kinds of things that could happen. And we know they can happen. We've had our own wake-up calls recently.
I'll go over to Daryl Slocum with the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. How did the Sonora Area Foundation kind of get involved with this program?
Thank you, BJ. Well, similarly to what Randy said, we were impacted by
the campfire and what had transpired up there. But in our case, specifically our Pure Community Foundation, the North Valley Community Foundation in Chico, it had a radical impact on them, life-changing. It's not the same organization anymore. They received over $50 million in donations from all over the world and to support the fire, which was wonderful. But you couldn't help thinking, what kind of support could be summoned in advance of a fire to protect us and to do what we can to eliminate or minimize the opportunity of something like that happening? We have a relationship with 2Care. We have for some time. We host a fund at the foundation that supports their educational tours. And so when they made us aware of the CWPF and that it's a preventative fund and that it will create a safer community and a more resilient one, better able to withstand catastrophic wildfire, we thought, what a terrific idea. Let's not wait for a catastrophe when we have the means to reduce the threat now. And so we enthusiastically supported their effort by establishing the fund at the Community Foundation.
And going over to Glenn Gottschall, who is with the Tuolumne County Fire Safe Council, also a board of director with 2Care. You know, what is kind of the role of the Tuolumne County Fire Safe Council with this project?
Well, the Fire Safe Council recently went from Highway 108 Fire Safe Council to the full county coverage. The council is a countywide plan for a big project that would help protect the area of our county that adjoins public lands. The Fire Safe Council already has many fuel reduction projects completed within this massive contiguous fuel break we're planning. The area fuel break will continue to build on local community protection and eventually create a 27-mile long, up to 1 mile wide fuel break along the northeastern boundary of our county and the National Forest. Based on the best science, the area is likely to be critical to protecting our North County communities from a terrain or wind-driven fire. Shaded fuel breaks with ladder fuels removed must replace the dense vegetation that we see all around us. There are some local examples of shaded field breaks that have recently been created. Above the hospital and Sonora Plaza Shopping Center, for example, the brush and ladder fuels were removed a year ago with a project also starting up behind the Sonora High School and will continue over to the racetrack road. Working with the Community Wildfire Protection Fund, our goal will be to get matching funds for the CWPF to complete parts of the project that the Fire Safe grants don't provide for. We will need more than funds from CWPF. We'll also need help in getting the public aware of what the Fire Safe Council is trying to do. The CWPF will educate the public about the need for the North Tuolumne Community Fuel Break, what it can do to protect the county residents and their property, and how it will look when completed, and how they, the residents, can really be part of making this happen.
So the money coming in to do these projects, who are the people who will actually do the work and carry out the projects?
We will primarily, as we have in the past, use local contractors, those who are equipped to do this type of work. A lot of it can be done with large masticators, and a lot of it has to be done by actual hand crew work, which later the hand crew work would have to be piled and chipped primarily so that the area would be clean of these ladder fuels.
Need to take a break. We're talking on this weekend's Mother Lode Views about a new effort in the community. It's put forward by 2Care, also Sonora Area Foundation helping out. It's the Community Wildfire Protection Fund. We have a panel of guests we're talking to on this weekend show. During the first segment, we've talked with Randy Hanvelt, who is the 2Care Board President, also Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum, and 2Care Director and Tuolumne County Fire Safe Council President Glenn Gottschall. When we start out the second segment, we're going to hear from Jeff Sargo, who is a 2Care Board of Director and local business owner. And those are our panel here this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll pick up on this important conversation in just a minute. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.